Welcome back. It is Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Let's go now on the live line, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, to the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, Mr. Don Luce, attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Don Luce is the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books now in their second printing. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Well, Arizonans have decided, Don Luce, that they want to be able to smoke marijuana. The Marijuana Initiative, Proposition 207, has passed. So what is the next step on the implementation of this proposition, Don?
Well, before we get to that, Bill, I'd like to quote the Arizona Republic referring to Proposition 207 as puff, puff, passed. All right? So the last time around, it failed. This time, it passed. And one other thing. This is, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, the sixth election that you and I have discussed on air.
Wow.
Starting with the 2010 election, where the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act was on the ballot. And if you remember back 10 years ago, I know it's a long time, and you were very young when this happened, that proposal passed by just a hair, by just a sliver. This time, 10 years later, 60% of the voters voted in favor of legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. So you can see in that 10-year period a tremendous shift in the views and perspectives about marijuana. Interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. And of course, 10-year anniversary for the show is coming up in January. I didn't realize that this issue has been around that long.
Yeah, so we've been in Arizona, we've been talking about, thinking about, and consuming marijuana for a decade, if you can believe that.
Wow.
On that point, there are currently about 280,000 medical marijuana cardholders in the state. So, and I remember when you and I first started talking about medical marijuana, 10 years ago, you could count the cardholders using a number that only had four digits. Now we've got almost 300,000 people who hold medical marijuana cards. So my point is simply, there's been a tremendous shift in public perception as to how marijuana use and possession is viewed. Now, Prop 207, which passed by a wide margin, goes into effect when the results are certified, which is November 30th, which means that you can possess marijuana and you can grow marijuana without being criminally prosecuted, because at that point it'll be legal. There are some limits, however. You can possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana. If you possess more than that, then you can still be prosecuted because that is not legal. And if you're an adult, you can grow up to 6 plants in your house legally. If there's more than one adult in the household, then the household can have twice that number. The household can grow up to 12 plants. Interesting thing, though, that there is still a requirement that the plants be grown sort of in a secure area. So you can't plant the marijuana in the pots on your front porch. Can't do that. But you can grow it in a closet. You can grow it in a secured area outside. But my best advice on that is be discreet and make sure that the area in which the plants are growing is secured.
One of our Facebook friends has a very interesting question. How much new freedom do citizens have when it comes now to marijuana here? I mean, is this going to be widespread use? There are limitations, age limitations and such, correct?
There are, and that's an excellent question. So You have to be 21 years of age or older. So even if you're an adult, if you're not 21 years of age, you cannot legally possess, use, or consume marijuana. You cannot have more than 1 ounce of marijuana in your possession. You cannot have more than 6 plants in your house with one adult, or 12 plants in your house if there's more than one adult in the household. You still cannot smoke marijuana while you're driving, flying, or boating. So no puffing on a joint as you have one hand on the wheel and you're heading down the road. You'll be arrested for that.
How about at work?
No. Smoking marijuana is still illegal in employment situations, and employers have the right to still discriminate against marijuana users and drug tests. So those rules haven't changed. Also, you can still be arrested for DUI if you are impaired by the use of marijuana. There's a bit of a gray area, as there has been for the past several years, or really since the Medical Marijuana Act took effect, and that is what percentage of the metabolite present in your system would indicate that you're driving under the influence. There's no real clear answer. The best advice that I could give, however, is that if you are even slightly impaired by the use of marijuana, you are putting yourself at risk for a DUI. The test that the statute uses is slightest impairment. So you may feel fine after consuming marijuana, but if an officer does a field test on you and determines that you are impaired, you can still be cited for a DUI. Just like you could if you had consumed alcohol and you were impaired by reason of your use of alcohol. So there are still a lot of rules about using marijuana in effect.
All right. I want to quickly go to Ingrid, who's been waiting patiently to speak with you, Don. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Okay. Well, to begin, you know, they think that they're going to get a lot of money from the sales revenue, tax revenues from this, to aid education. Will you see how much money you're going to have to spend on education when children are inhaling secondhand marijuana smoke and they wind up with lower IQs, et cetera? Now, the question, why is it that you can only have a certain amount of marijuana on your premises? How many bottles of gin are we allowed to keep in the house? Vodka, wine. Thank you. I'll hang up and stop talking.
All right.
Ingrid, it's good to hear from you. I'm going to take that as a rhetorical question, but I will suggest this. There is still concern among the citizenry as to the long-term implications or effects of marijuana use, I believe. And I believe that's why these restrictions apply to marijuana consumption, use, and possession, but not necessarily the same restrictions as to alcohol use or possession. Arizona joins 15 states which have legalized recreational use of marijuana. Nationwide, there are 36 states that permit medical use of marijuana. So the trend is clearly across the nation to legalize marijuana usage, whether it's for medical purposes or for recreational use. However, we're not there yet. It's not legal in every state. And in fact, only 30% of the states currently have laws which allow the recreational use of marijuana without prosecution. Arizona just joined one of those 15 states. Interestingly, 3 other states on Tuesday also passed legislation permitting possession of marijuana for recreational use, and that is those states are New Jersey, South Dakota, and Montana. So Arizona, together with those 3 states, passed legislation permitting recreational use of marijuana. And then Mississippi on Tuesday passed an initiative allowing medical marijuana, which Arizona has had, as I mentioned, for the past decade.
All right, Don, I'm going to have to leave it right there. And I assume the marijuana will be sold through the distributors of the medical marijuana. Is that correct?
Yes, there's a 10-to-1 ratio, pharmacies to dispensaries. Currently, there are 120 existing dispensaries. Those dispensaries are going to have first shot. There are room for about 10 more licenses. Those are going to be up for grabs. But that is not going to happen until probably March of 2021, where you can go to a dispensary and buy recreational marijuana.
Don Luce, thank you very much, Don.
Thanks, Bill.
Don Luce, whose two books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, both books in their second printing. Don Luce of the Luce Law Group, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix.